and welcome to the Volcast podcast. I'm your host, Cleo. I'm a media student currently studying at Glasgow Caledonian Uni. And today we're going to be joined by climate action enthusiast, Ruth Trainor. Before we start, how would you describe your role in one sentence?
Thank you so much for having me. I would say my role in one sentence is supporting community climate action in West Dunbartonshire.
Very good. Very good way of summing that up. I know that's quite a hard question to lead off on. I'm aware that you're currently hired under West Dunbartonshire CVS as a Climate Action Hub lead, as you just told me. How is the role treating you so far?
I am very much enjoying it so far. It's been really wonderful. I've been here for about 4 months. So most of that has just been getting out, meeting the different community groups, learning about all of the wonderful stuff that they're already doing, and just getting a bit of an idea of what's out there currently and then developing it into a stronger network.
What is the Climate Action Hub and what is it here to do in West Dunbartonshire?
Yeah, that's a good question. But basically, the aim of the hub is to support communities to help tackle the climate crisis. So we all know that climate change is happening, and that we all have a role to play in that. And the Scottish Government wants to support communities to take action to help tackle that, you know, because we've got lots of structural changes that we need. And so my role is to, support third sector community groups to take on their own actions. And that's often kind of combining with the work that they're already doing. So a lot of the people that I'm working with are supporting people through cost of living crisis, through, you know, not being able to afford to heat their homes properly. And so my work in that can be helping them to sort out funding for insulation and for like low carbon heating technologies and stuff like that. It really depends on who the group is and what their goals are on what I'll talk to them about. And that's kind of been what my first 4 months has been doing, is learning what they care about and how I can fit that into a more climate friendly agenda as well. So, you know, it might be working with food banks and helping them to talk to the people that they work with about what a healthy, sustainable diet is and how to reduce food waste and how to identify when food is still good to eat and the impact of having food waste, you know, releasing methane into the environment through going into the landfill versus encouraging people to either compost at home or just use the food waste bins correctly at home. So it's quite a diverse role.
But a very important role. Up till now, what brought you into this role at West Dunbartonshire CVS?
I think like lots of people, my career has been squiggly wiggly. After uni, I spent some time working for a sustainability consultancy and absolutely loved that. But as with many things, especially working in a community setting, the funding for that dried up. And so they said they weren't able to keep me on anymore. And so then I worked for two different renewable energy suppliers in there as well. I worked for one of them in particular, working for their EV charging squad, so supporting people with their EVs. This role fell in my lap through a friend, actually, who worked for Community Energy Scotland. And he said, hey, these people that I work with, they've got a new role going, and I think you'd be really good for it. You'd really enjoy it, because he knew that I was looking to get more into climate action again, because it is something that I am very interested and very passionate about. Not a lot of roles in there. And he knew that I was at that time looking to move roles as well.
How does the hub fit into the Scotland-wide programme?
Yeah, so as I said, we're one of 24. And so it's just a big old family.
Very broad, you know, a lot of different sectors.
Yeah, because the third sector covers everything, but also sustainability and climate change covers everything. Yeah, I'm well connected in with the other hubs, and also because I'm the only person working in the West Dunbartonshire hub, the other hubs have a lot more staff. And so there's a lot of support that goes on and sharing of information between the different hubs as well. So that we'll share resources, we'll share ideas, we meet fairly regularly to chat about what's going on and how we can support action in the groups that we're working in. Mm-hmm. But all of the hubs are set up quite differently as well. So it's not like, you know, we do have the climate action hubs in Scotland, but it's not quite a uniform thing. Like I'm hosted by WDCVS. Some of them are hosted by community development trusts. Some of them are set up by partnerships. So there's five different organizations that form the hub. So it's quite diverse. But we've all got the same goal, which is to support third sector organizations.
Yeah. So yeah, speaking of support, what kind of support can community groups expect from you on the day to day?
On the day to day, I can support with, I do a lot of one-to-one support. So I'll go out and chat to community groups, see where they're at. I will chat them through, mostly kind of focusing on the five different themes. So we'll talk about active travel, where they're at, what they can do to support. We'll talk about kind of energy in terms of their community buildings and getting renewables, as well as the people that they support, their home energy efficiency stuff. We'll talk about sustainable food, green spaces, growing. We'll talk about how to promote upcycling, recycling and a sharing economy. And so that will be, at the moment, it's mostly getting an idea of where people are at because they're still quite at the beginning stages, but also very much helping people to develop their ideas, put on lots of networking events. We just had one last night as well, which was based on biodiversity and how do we promote biodiversity within West Dunbartonshire.
Yeah, how did that go?
It went really well. There was lots of people who turned up, which was really great. There was lots of really good engagement. We had four different people coming in and talking about the biodiversity work that they're doing in the area, and kind of giving people some ideas for what they can do within their spaces. And we had lots of time for people to network and connect with each other as well, which is something that the hub kind of main goal is, connecting people together, sharing ideas and strengthening each other as a whole, you know, forming that network, forming that web so that we can kind of all hold each other up. And then also support people with funding as well. So we hold funding surgeries here at WDCVS, and we have done and will continue to hold specific kind of climate funding sessions as well to support people to access that funding, know what funding is out there and help them with their applications as well to give them the best chance of actually receiving the money that they're asking for.
Yeah, well, it seems like there's a whole lot of influence being a climate action hub lead, and you do a lot on days, like no day is the same. Do people need to already be doing climate work to get involved? You know, would you tell someone they need to, or can they just come up with an idea and build from there?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can come up with an idea and build from there. And my role would be to help chat you through what your ideas are, what the logistics are, help support you with what things you need to think about, connect you with other organisations as well. So later in the year, we're doing a share and repair work, kind of networking thing. And there is share and repair work going on, but there's not much of a network. And there's a lot that people can do to support each other to improve the share and repair work that's going on in West Dunbartonshire. So I'd be inviting people along to things like that. What's your idea? Let's connect you with other people who are doing similar things, so you can ask questions to the experts who know what they're doing, and we can kind of combine resources. But yeah, I would say absolutely go for it. You don't need to have any climate knowledge at all. In fact, a lot of the people that I'm supporting through the hub are saying, oh, I didn't even know that was climate action. You know, we've got people who repair mobility aids for people, and they were saying, oh, I didn't even think of that as climate action. Well, it is, because you're promoting repair work, teaching people skills, preventing things from going into landfill, presenting further resources from going into building new versions of the device when the previous device, you know, worked perfectly fine with some maintenance.
Every little thing can contribute to the climate crisis and helping that. And honestly, it sounds like it's very accessible. you know, to come to you just with the desire to help, even if you don't know much, you can still contribute. You have been in post for a few months. You said 4 months in particular. How have the first 4 months been overall? And what were some interesting things you have done?
The first 4 months have been great. As I said, it's been a lot of mapping what's out there, what people are doing, making the connections, and just building an idea of what I can do to support and strengthen the work that's already out there.
What would you say is something you've enjoyed the most about doing that?
Talking to wonderful people. That's what I've loved the most. The community groups that I talk to are, they care, they are compassionate, they are kind, they are generous, they are smart, they are, and it's just been really inspirational to work with and talk to people that really care. Because, you know, climate work, as with a lot of community work, is about caring and compassion.
Yeah, and you don't want to feel alone in that, you know. As you've been talking about, you've built a lot of links with partners and agencies. What difference does that make? Do you think that makes a big difference in terms of society in Scotland overall?
Yeah, I think it does make a big difference. I mean, at our biodiversity meeting yesterday, one of the main pieces of feedback that we got was that it was really nice. Again, going back to what you said, really nice to meet other people who care. It's very easy to feel like your work is done in isolation and it's not making a difference, and then you get put in a room with 30 other people and you realize, wow, that's a lot of people who do care. Wow, there's a lot of work going on that I didn't know. Connecting with wider organizations, that's a huge part of what I do, is connecting people with organizations that can support them to meet their dream. And so, yes, it does make a huge difference, because these larger organizations, they have capacity, whereas a lot of community organizations, they are living on a shoestring. You know, especially at the moment, funding is really tricky. And larger organizations, they can help signpost to funding. They can provide resource, whether that's, you know, having someone come in and be like, and explain all the things that you need to think about and the next steps, or whether that's providing leaflets and information that community groups can disseminate amongst the people that they're supporting. It does make a huge difference. Networking within the community and with large organizations and stakeholders is a huge part of what I do. And having having those connections to larger organizations is really important, because they've got a lot of knowledge, they've got a lot of resource, they sometimes have funding, and it's just part of that strengthening the community action that's going on, providing further ideas and just helping people to achieve what it is that they're hoping.
Yeah, so you mentioned funding. One of the biggest initiatives so far has been the Seed Corn Fund. What is the general aim behind that fund?
Yeah, so the seed fund is part of the money that we receive from the Scottish Government to support community climate action. And this year we have supported 17 different organisations and given out nearly £25,000 worth of money.
That's great.
Yeah. And that is, again, supporting the capacity of community groups to deal with the climate crisis. And so whether that is, you know, we've had quite a few biodiversity groups, helping to support them, have the right equipment, helping them to send their volunteers to get trained up in different areas. We had a community allotment that's sending two volunteers to go to a beekeeping school so that they can maintain the hives on their allotment. People as well with the share and repair, having some people getting trained up in like pat testing, because they'll redistribute things out within the community that gets donated. And this means that they can then take on electricals and make sure that they are safe to redistribute within the community. So it covers a wide range of things. Yeah. And it's just all part of that building the capacity for climate action. And in preparation for that, we did run sessions. So yeah, it's been a really lovely experience. And next year as well, we're currently sorting out the funding bid for Scottish Government as well. But it's looking like we are going to get another seed fund for next year as well. So watch this space, everyone.
With such a broad capacity, as you were talking about, what impacts do you think we'll see from it in the coming months, years? And you said it was getting renewed for next year, which is mm-hmm. great. Do you think it'll have quite a big impact in general?
I hope so. That's my goal. So I absolutely hope so.
Best case,
yeah. I think best case scenario is there's a lot more explicit climate awareness in West Dunbartonshire. Again, there's lots of people who are working adjacent to it and not realizing that the work they're doing is climate action. So I'd like to get people a bit more explicitly aware of it and explicitly doing climate action and spreading that awareness. And then strengthening of networks as well. There's lots of wonderful work going on in West Dunbartonshire, and people aren't necessarily talking to each other about what work they're doing and how they can support and complement each other in that work as well. And especially, as I said, in the kind of difficult funding environment that we're in at the moment, it can be a stronger bid offer if it's not just you asking for the funding, but if you've grouped together and said, hey, we're five organizations, we want to deliver this, this is what we'll do with the money. And that can really strengthen the funding opportunities. So I'm hoping for, more collaboration, more networking, more explicit climate action, and awareness and education and support for the third sector.
And networking collaboration is such a big and important thing, especially in the whole climate sphere. If someone is listening to this who isn't linked in to the Climate Action Network yet, what would be something you would say to them to encourage them to get involved?
Do it.
Just do it.
Climate action. Climate action can take so many different forms. There's loads of volunteering opportunities out there, which WDCVS can help you with as well. It can be doing something in your own home as well. It can be something as simple as cycling to work or paying attention to what can go in the recycling and what can go in the food waste bin.
Pegging your head to care, little things. And I think that's very great to get involved. What would you say, and on the same kind of topic of this, what would you say is the easiest first step?
There is so much, and there's loads of resources out there as well. So you can come chat to me, come go have a little look at what groups are in your area that you can get involved with and volunteer with. You can have a Google about, what are some basic steps that you can do to support the climate. Again, we have those five themes. So biodiversity, if you've got a garden, plant some things that are going to support pollinators, that are going to feed the birds, that kind of thing. Active travel, think about cycling, walking or wheeling to work, take the train, take public transport, that kind of thing. Share and repair, think about, donating your old clothes, taking on like reused, refurbished items, learning how to repair stuff from your home, getting involved in that kind of thing. Food as well. There's a lot of resource on kind of climate friendly diets. Doesn't mean that you have to completely cut out things like meat and dairy, but just be mindful and eat less of it. That has the added benefit of being really good for your health as well, eating a more vegetable based diet as well. And then, energy as well. Think about how you're using your energy in your home, whether if you're thinking about replacing items, like if your boilers bust, there is lots of support out there for low carbon heating through heat pumps and stuff. You contact Home Energy Scotland or, similar organisations. There's lots out there that you can do. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, I would say pick one thing. and do that.
Make it simple.
Make it simple, do that. And then, you know, in 6 months, that one thing is now a habit and you don't need to think about that anymore.
It makes such a big difference. Yeah. You don't realise it.
Yeah. No. And then you've got that lockdown, you can move on to the second thing that you then want to change.
Every little helps.
Every little helps. Yeah.
Very great. Thank you for all that information. I'm going to ask you one last question. Thank you, by the way, for this long, endless line of questions. Answering them, you know, it's quite tedious.
No, it's been fun.
But I wanted to ask you one last thing. What are you most excited about in the next coming months for climate action in Western Bartonshire?
I think one thing that I'm most excited for is to see all of the wonderful things that come out of the seed fund. Because the money has gone out now, people have got their checks, they've got their money, and they are starting to produce the outputs from that. And as I said, a lot of those discussions were with people thinking, I didn't even know that was climate action. And seeing, how and whether the support and the conversations that we're having, the network meetings that we're having, seeing whether that's starting to shift into a little bit more active thinking about, okay, so this was climate action. What else can we do that's also climate action? Having some fun with the second round of seed fund as well, thinking about how we're going to get that out and how we're going to frame that to strengthen people who have, you know, had that first start with the seed fund this year, thinking about, okay, how do we support you to take that further next year? In short, I'm excited about my job. I'm excited about all of it. I'm excited to connect people. I'm excited to learn what conversations people have had as a result, what people are thinking about doing next, and how I can support and strengthen that.
Just seeing the impacts and seeing the positive change that comes from your job and comes from the fund and all of that good stuff. If there's anything else you'd like to say, you know, go ahead now and before I close it off. But thank you so much just for answering all these questions. If there's anything you'd like to say at all.
Thank you. No, other than,
done and dusted.
Get in touch.
Covered pretty much everything. So thank you so much, Ruth.
Thank you, Cleo.
It's really exciting to hear what's already happening and what's coming next for the Hub and CVS. With so much going on, I would like to leave this episode off with one core message, which is take care of your community and its environment. It's so important for all of us who live together as a society to take care of it and to nurture it. I think we can do more as individuals to combat this climate crisis, and I think Ruth does too. If you want to get involved, however, we'll share the details in the episode notes. However, for now, thank you so much for listening, and thank you, Ruth, for being here. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Until next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.